Hey everybody, it's another edition of Your Music, the weekly exploration of musical expressions and talents from around the world with me, your host, Evan Davis, and that is one of my cats sneezing in the background. This week, we've all been really busy working hard, I know, maintaining our gardens, tending to relatives, or holding down jobs, or fighting against the attempted Republican conquest of the state vis-a-vis issue one, and it seems like summer is just fleeting by in a hurry. Well, I haven't played any summer music here yet this year, so I thought we'd hear from Cuban-American jazz giant Arturo Sandoval. He's primarily known as a jazz trumpeter, but he also plays timbales like Tito Puente and also the keyboards. I had a chance to see him in concert at the with the great conga player Pancho Sanchez some years ago in Scottsdale, Arizona. But unfortunately, the concert was so poorly produced by the Scottsdale Center for Performing Arts as to leave a bad taste in both my mouth and Sandoval's as well. You'd think that these two great jazz giants, these Latin jazz icons, Sandoval and Sanchez, would each do a set and then come back on stage together to perform a few songs jointly. After all, they have toured and recorded together. But the Scottsdale Center gave each only 45 minutes for their separate sets, and with a 45-minute intermission to allow for a complete equipment change in between. Then Sandoval took the stage in the second half with no one introducing him at all. After his set, the lights came up and we all got ushered out. There was no encore, not even any closing announcements. The music, however, was great, in spite of Scottsdale. Here's a full concert recording of Arturo Sandoval since that Scottsdale fiasco.
Most accomplished guardians of jazz, trumpet, and flugelhorn, as well as a renowned classical artist, pianist, and composer. He is one of the most dynamic and vivacious live performers of our time, and has been seen by millions at the Oscars, the Grammy Award winners, and the Billboard Awards. And he's a really, really nice man. A really nice man. Let's hear a nice round of applause for Arturo Sandoval.
Such an introduction. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Harry. Yeah. With that introduction, we better do something good, you know? Yeah. You know, I know that you all are jazz lovers, but I want to share something with you that is extremely important for me. It's something like I'm so proud and I'm blessed to be in such a company. He mentioned the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest award that U.S. government could give to a civilian, and the Presidential Medal of Honor for military people. But for civilian, Presidential Medal of Freedom is the highest award, and is another three jazz musicians included in the group: Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and this poor Cuban. Can't believe it. I really don't know if I deserve it, but I'm so lucky, you know. Play a bunch of tunes of the new album, of course, but also we're going to play a few tunes of the thing we have been doing and I'm going to be doing until I hand this in the wall or bring it with me to the grave. I don't know. Whatever happened before. And but we're going to mix it up a little bit because, you know, it's certain tunes that we feel empty if we don't play it. Okay.
Okay, let's do it. Hold on. Go.
Never. Excuse me, my friend. Hey, hello. Hey, hello. Never mute this phone. This mic. Leave it open all the time. Because you don't know when I'm gonna do something here. Salud. Okay. Tell me about the band. What do you think about this band? I'm gonna tell you something. I've been playing music for 61 years. I played my first gig in 1961. Yes. And this is by far, by far, without a T, by far is the best band I ever have a privilege to have. Yeah. I don't deserve to call them Arturo Sandoval Band. No, this is a collective. You know, all those people keep my butt every night. And then it's my privilege to make music with all of them. On saxophone, Mike Tucker. Mike Tucker. On guitar, Will Brown. Will Brown. On percussion, Danny Feldman. Danny Feldman. On the drums, Mark Walker. Mark Walker. On the bass, Max Gurr. Max Gurr. On the piano, Mr. Maxwell Hamer. Maxwell Hamer. Man, you know, we just come back from South America. We did it 2 weeks in Europe. And then we come back here, stay a couple of days, and then we do a South American tour. We play in Chile, Peru, Argentina, and Brazil. It was good. It was good. We have a lot of fun. But now, no more talking. Chero. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
have been listening to that, to the whole set. Please do something. We have nothing to do with that. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, okay. Don't play that note again, please. Play different notes. You know, that's okay. Shit happens, you know. But we are so happy to play for people who understand this kind of music. Yes. But we really will appreciate it if you keep your conversation in the very low level, please. We really appreciate that. Yes. Yeah, some people dream to play at Carnegie Hall. Some people dream to play in the Milan scale or whatever, one of those big things. But for the jazz musician, it's nothing more rewarding and beautiful than play in the jazz club. This is for us, our church, you know. We feel like Sunday morning, praying over here, you know, and And then for that reason, yeah, when you hear the music extremely loud, talk as much as you wish, but when it's silent, please, please. Okay, let me continue with the thing. Let's see if I remember the B-flat. The B-flat? Shame my temper. We hear all the noise in here, you know, when they're talking bullshit, we hear here. Be quiet. When somebody asked this Gillespie many years ago, Mr. Gillespie, what is bebop for you? This is a, yeah, bebop is something, you know, it's very, you know, it's something like a. Scatman! Yes, sir. When they asked the same question to the great late Clark Terry, he said, Mr. Terry, what is the bebop for you? Clark said, you know, bebop is something like a, play something like a And then she said, no. I said, come on, baby. You know what you're talking about. Let's go outside. You know, I said,
no, baby, no.
I said, come on, baby. No. And the guy said, that's extremely clear, Mr. Terry. I understood every single thing you said. And then when they asked the same question to the great, late, incredible Charlie Parker. Okay, Charlie Parker used to speak extremely soft, and, you know, he was a very quiet man. Mr. Parker, your opinion, what can you say about a bebop? Parker said, you know, bebop is a great music, you know, something like it, you know, something, you know, I'll do something.
Thank you.
have a couple of good surprises here. We have here in the house Mr. Tony Guerrero. Tony Guerrero! Where are you, Tony?
Tony! Where are you?
We need you over here. He left? He quit? Come on, Tony. Tony is an important part of this project, and really, I want to acknowledge that and thank you publicly that you did an incredible job putting together the whole project of this album, and we produced it together, but I just took the credit. He did a job. Yeah, I learned that from the great masters, you know, yeah. Like Quincy Jones and company, those people, you know, they, I did everything. Yeah, do this shit, man. Somebody else did it for you, but you took the credit because, you know. But, Tony, thank you, man. And now we're going to play a few tunes from the new album, of course. And the first one is a composition by Tony, and that he called the Kumba. What that means? No? But what about the tale? Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. I have something to do with
come
that.
Come on over.
Okay, come on over. Okay, Kumba by Tony Guerrero. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tony Guerrero, flugelhorn and composer. We got another surprise here tonight. Yeah, this is going to be a very entertaining show tonight. Yeah, let me see. Dame un poquito de agua fría ahí.
Are you okay?
This is my better half for the last 48 years. I don't know why you clap. You don't know her. You have no idea. I'm gonna call now here, close to me, an incredible singer, a real singer, because, you know, I just make some noise with my God didn't give me any voice to sing properly, but I make some noise, and the people buy tickets to see an old fat guy making noise. And so far, I'm doing okay. You know, I shouldn't complain. But before, man, I would appreciate it. You turn off that thing. That drive me crazy. The light. That thing. Spotlight. Turn it off. Thank you! Man, that drive me blind. I cannot see shit. How you doing, my friend? How are you? I'm going to make a little parenthesis. Because today the jazz world is extremely sad. Today, Joy DeFrancesco, the best organ player in the history of humankind, passed away. It's a horrible, horrible news, and I would love to do 1 minute of silence, please.
You're listening to a live recorded concert by Cuban-American jazz trumpeter Arturo Sandoval. We'll have the rest and more coming up in the second hour in just a moment. The program you are listening to is broadcast both on community radio station WCRS via translator W245AY at 98.3 FM and on WGRN 94.1 FM, WCRSFM.org and WGRN.org. If you like what you're hearing or want to get involved, please visit those websites and give what you can. Both stations are non-commercial and volunteer-run. Both stations depend on listener support. Again, the websites are WCRSFM.org for WCRS and WGRN.org for WGRN.